You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Amazon is reportedly threatening to take the jobs it's been promising to New York and go home. Unnamed sources in today's Washington Post say opposition from local activists and elected officials is shaking the company's resolve to build a corporate campus in Long Island City. We should say that the Washington Post is owned by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Let's dig into the story with WNYC's Jim O'Grady. He's here to talk all about it. Hey, Jim.
Hey. Hey, Jamie.
So, Jim, let's start with the obvious question. Why, after all of this fanfare, all of the behind-the-scenes maneuvering, up to $3 billion in subsidies, why would Amazon pull out of this deal before they've even gotten here?
You're right. It made us ask ourselves the question, is this threat real?
Right.
Could Amazon really be planning to stand New York up at the altar, or is it just a bargaining tactic?
So is it?
Well, as you say, the story comes from the Washington Post. So if Bezos is trying to send a message to New York, that is a very obvious way to do it. We don't know if the two sources who spoke to the newspaper are from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But they are saying that the company compares us unfavorably to Northern Virginia, where Amazon's expansion plans have been welcomed with, you know, hosannas and rejoicing.
So why is the reaction there so different, or why is it so different here?
I spoke to a New York City official who was privy to the Amazon negotiations, and they said, look, suburban Virginia has significant vacancies in its commercial real estate, unlike New York, which is densely packed and full of people, and a lot of them are concerned about gentrification and overdevelopment. And second, very importantly, Virginia does not have the pro-labor laws and pro-labor history that New York City has.
So bottom line, is Amazon trying to strong-arm New York or tamp down on the opposition by appearing to waver on the deal?
Okay, I spoke to Queens City Councilman Jimmy Van Bramer after the news broke, and he said, yeah, definitely. He's a very outspoken critic of the deal and has insisted in council hearings that Amazon should allow its workers to unionize in New York if they so choose. And this is one of his main lines of attack. He says the Washington Post report is meant to scare people that they might lose these 25,000 to 40,000 jobs unless we take them entirely on Amazon's terms. Here's Van Bramer.
Amazon should be ashamed of themselves if, in fact, this is just a threat and a bluff to fight the very successful organizing that's been done on the ground.
Yeah, there have been multiple protests since the announcement of the move in November, and I just heard that this weekend a community group is holding a, quote, No Amazon Day of community outreach up and down Roosevelt Avenue with performances, flyering, canvassing, those kind of things.
And we've been reporting today that Governor Cuomo, who's been making the pro-Amazon case about jobs and the big boost to the economy, he is not happy with the critics.
No, he is not happy. He says the opposition to Amazon from the state Senate amounts to government malpractice and makes no sense.
It is so ironic for Amazon, after they spent 1 year with everyone seducing them and everyone courting them, we win, and then there's political opposition.
Mayor de Blasio is taking a more measured approach. He says he expects Amazon to honor the deal.
What are others saying?
Okay, Greg Leroy, an expert on corporate deals like this one, he said to me in an email, no way does Amazon go through with their threat. He called it a brushback pitch at the opponents. And, you know, that's a fastball that buzzes by your head. It's a warning. And he says, quote, there's a very strong business case for Amazon being in New York. And he addressed the question of how could a trillion-dollar company be rattled by some protests, a couple of, hostile city council hearings. Leroy says, they're not. Really. He told me, quote, ice runs through the veins of Bezos and his team. If they wanted out, they would have booked already.
So maybe the threat ultimately is not very serious.
Well, on the other hand, the city official I spoke to put the odds at Amazon leaving New York as high as 50-50. He doesn't have firsthand information, but says that he's getting panicked texts from workers at startup companies and people throughout the tech sector. And they're saying things like, what is going on? If this deal falls through, New York's going to get a terrible reputation as a place that's, you know, hostile to tech ventures. And we're going to lose this incredible influx of talent that would be coming with Amazon.
What does Amazon say?
They've been pretty tight-lipped, but they sent us a statement saying they're focused on helping small businesses in Queens, setting up workforce training programs, computer science classes around New York. But as observers have pointed out, why didn't they lead with these programs? Why did they announce the deal with almost no details of these community benefits? And that has allowed critics to focus on the up to $3 billion in tax breaks that they could be getting, and we do have details about those.
And that continues to hurt them, right?
Yeah, in the court of public opinion. Although Amazon sent me a Harris poll it commissioned that showed strong support among New Yorkers for the company coming here, but none of those questions, as far as I could tell, and I asked them for the text and they wouldn't give it to me, none of those questions mentioned the subsidies. When you bring that up, as we know from other polls, the reactions you get are more mixed. And you have to wonder, at the end of the day, if Amazon can hold a nationwide contest about where to expand and then choose a place willing to give them those kinds of grants and tax incentives in a package, can it then really change its mind? Wouldn't that make it lose some credibility? Didn't they do some research about what a pro-labor city we are and, you know, how cranky we get at times?
That's WNYC's Jim O'Grady. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jamie.